May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Gook audio episode of Life in Bali. I'm DC Puba of Gook Audio and Gook Archives, preserving the legacy of Shinryu Suzuki and those whose paths crossed his, and anything else that comes to mind. And that's what this is. This is anything else that comes to mind. Now, I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So I was just looking at Jackie Pomeroy's COVID-19 Facebook report every day, so thorough, relying on the most reputable statistics and reports. The Bali's experienced the height of the pandemic numbers. She says, Bali summary, back over 1,000 today. Now, that's with the population 1/80th of America. So it's like 80,000 cases reported in America. And, of course, there's more. There's more here. There's more there. I would suppose there would be even more here. But there's not all the people that are anti-vaxxers here and, against all that. So people would be more likely to go to get tested. But in some areas, they got to go a ways. There are people in the hinterland here. But anyway, sort of like 80,000 cases in a day in America. It's 1,032 new cases today. Deaths, 62. The seven-day average for new positive cases dropped to 1,203, while the seven-day average for deaths rose again to 51 per day. Active cases in Bali are 10,665. So it says here 72.4%. of the population, that's 3,124,000, have received the first dose of the vaccine, of a vaccine, probably mostly Sinovac with some AstraZeneca, and 35.4% have gotten their second dose, but 1.6 million doses of Moderna just arrived, and it's been hitting pregnant women, and pregnant women are advised, yes, get the vaccine. Whatever concerns you have about your newborn baby, the biggest threat is the virus, not the vaccine. So anyway. There's tons here. It just goes on and on in her report. I'm wondering how much time she spends on that every day. Anyway, we don't have a guest today. I've met a couple of people I asked to do podcasts today. I mean, I've got others I could call. I'm just busy. So I haven't been doing many phone chats, Zen phone chats or Bali phone chats for a while. Just trying to get a bunch of stuff done. Bunch of nonsense. I took a walk today. We have a guest dog, a toy poodle. Belongs to friends of ours. I think this dog was expensive. There's no other dog like it I know of here. Our dog is... they call it a pom, part Pomeranian. But it's a type of dog you see all over around here. Now, you didn't when I was here in 92. There was just the Bali dog then, a distinct breed. And, but I don't know, about 20 years ago, less than 20, maybe 15 years ago, 17 years ago, they decided to start letting other dogs in. And then they got rabies for the first time. And it said, Bolly's reaction to rabies is a textbook case of what not to do. So a number of people died, a terrible death, horrible. And once you get symptoms, that's it. Your chances of living are literally like one in a billion. I mean, there's been one or two recorded cases in the history of the world that they know of people surviving it. But the interesting thing is that the vaccine is also like 100% effective. It's extremely good. And you know why they developed such a good vaccine? Because so many people in Asia got rabies from all these dogs running around everywhere. Pardon me. I don't mean to badmouth dogs. We have one, and we have a guest dog. But it's, you know, sometimes it's nice going to like a little Muslim island where there's no dogs. and it's sort of, Shauna and Jason went to America for 2 months, and we took their cute little Bumble, and Indonesians, most of them have a hard time saying that. The woman at the post office didn't, did I? She said Bumble real well. Our housekeeper, Kadek, just said Bumbu, and that's spices, like. Spices, boom, boom. So, and Katrinka and I tend to say that too, because so many Indonesians do, but the lady at the post office said Bumble. I tell you, when I walk past people with her, especially women, they just go, oh, she's so cute, she's so cute. And she's really small, and she's brown, and, you know, she has sort of, I don't know, kinky hair, you know, it's all sort of perfect and cute, and she's a little skittish. You know, small dogs tend to be a little higher strung. And I walked, they were doing some work across the street, and there was this woman painting the sheetrock. And she was up on a ladder, and she looked down at me coming out with Bumble. And she said, oh, Ajin Boneka. It means like a doll dog. So I picked up on that, and so I started telling people she was a boneca. Anyway, so I took Bumble for a walk with Bondi. Oh, but Bumble's going into heat. First time, so she's going to get fixed, but you got to wait till they go into heat. I'm in favor of any fixing of any dog or cat here. There's too many. And it's like it was in Texas back when I was a kid there. Well, no, it's worse than that. When I was a kid in Texas, though, there could be a dangerous dog, you know, that people just let run around their house that was very territorial. But I don't know. I always survived. Wasn't that bad. But here, when it was the worst, it was 92. When I was here in 92, when it was just Bali dogs, a number of times I was surrounded by big packs of dogs, and somebody would come along and shoo them away. They told me just, you know, squat down and be still, and they'll go away. Oh, yeah, that was lots of fun. Not much trouble here, but Bondi is, our Pom is sort of small, and she got attacked one day by two dogs. Just going down the street, not far, about 20 minutes from here, Katrinka was walking here, and Katrinka reached down to get her, and pull her up, and you know, one of the dogs bit her, and so she had to get a rabies shot. Oh no, that was on the beach that happened. Same thing. God. And that was right next to the Prama Hotel. So she complained to the Prama. But they wanted the lady whose dog it was to, you know, what she was doing was feeding the dog right there by the sidewalk. And so that, you know, it was protecting its dinner. I haven't noticed any problem there before or since. But if it's reported to the neighborhood organization, they might, well, Lynn said that they might stone it to death. Now, I don't know about that. Poison dogs here. But, and dogs that are bad on the beach, they don't last long. You know, I don't know what happens to them. But anyway, so I like just going with Bondi, but I got to take Bumble, and she's sweet. And they're both she. And so we headed out. And just, we live on like an alley, a gang. And just start going down the street, down the bigger street, still not a big street, to the bigger street. This is not that big a street, where the post office is. You're going to the post office. And Brown is a small dog, not a palm type. And Chow, wow, what is Chow? Chow's smaller than Bondi. Anyway, we're friends with them. They're both males, but Bondi's fixed. And so they're usually not interested. But man, they went crazy over Bumble. I had to pick her up and hold her like shoulder height. And Brown was leaping up, trying to get to her. And, one of the people in this, it's sort of a, there's a, like an extended family living in there. There's a little store out front. There's a very frequently, a, you know, there's somebody with, at the store or women sitting there making banten, the ceremonial offerings out of palm leaves and stuff. So she helped me. She got, she put Brown in a cage that's right there. And Brown was just going nuts, whining and smashing against the cage. I mean, that dog was possessed. And you know, Bumble was interested. So, I had hit Brown leaping at her and Bumble trying to get down to get to him. That attraction, I know that attraction. I've had that. In fact, I still do. Not like when I was younger, though. Anyway, so I said, hey, give me a bag, would you? And I'll bring it back to you. A nice bag I could put Bumble in. I carry down the street in case this keeps happening. So she did that. I said, oh, and I forgot to bring a little plastic bag for poop. Kotoran. Kotoran, that means dirtiness. And so she gave me one. And so Bondi and I go walking off, and Bumble's back walking. And Chow is just after Bumble trying to hump her. But Chow's smaller and easier to deal with and wasn't as insane as Brown. But anyway, the woman came up and grabbed Chow because it was sort of following us down the street. So we walk down the street and we get to the bigger street and then we go down toward the post office. I went there to pay the water bill. And I see Wayan there. And in fact, I called her beforehand, you know, make sure she hadn't left early. This is a little tiny little post office. So we talk and everything. But my shorts have been sort of, you know, I was wearing swim trunks, like sort of like Bermuda short type swim trunks. But, and you know, they have I tie them like with a long shoestring type tie. It goes, but I don't know, they kept falling down. It was hard for me to pull them back up. But I had both dogs down with my feet on their leashes. Oh, I don't have to worry about Bondi there. Probably don't have to worry about either one of them, but I can't take a chance losing Bumble. And, you know, I pull my short something. I think I tied them all right. And then we start going down the street, and I want to go to a little store where we can get some phone pulsa. You buy pulsa here for your phone. That's like, I don't know, you pay, and then they put it on your phone, and then you can make more phone calls. And then there's data, and that gives you more internet, more Wi-Fi. So Katrinka needed it, and I needed it. So I was going down there. You can get it just by giving them the phone number. But then a dog across the street started barking at us. And boom, boom. God, man, she just wanted to go over there so bad. So I couldn't walk with her. I was having to drag her, you know. So I picked her up and tried to put her in the bag. But she was straightening out, you know, her legs down. So she'd stick out of the bag, sort of like slipping out like a banana out of a banana peel. And I'm grabbing her, trying to get in. And then my pants start to fall down again. And I don't know why I've been wearing these. But these are my favorite swim trunk pants. I mainly wear swim trunks, you know, when I'm around home. But they don't look like swim trunks. They look like shorts. So anyway, I finally get her in the bag and get it. So, and I hold her up. And she likes to be in a bag with Katrinka. She loves it. At certain times, you know, and she's so light. So anyway, I carry her. And I've got Bondi, and we got, and you know, and Bondi's stopping to sniff all the time. And we get the pulsa. And I asked the woman if she'll hold the dog, that little Bumble, so I can get my shorts tied tighter. And then so I'm walking back, and I just hold Bumble the whole way back. I'm worried some down there's one place where a female dog will come rushing out and attack Bondi, but just once. It's just her way of saying hello. But, I mean, she really will attack her. But then she'll want to be friendly and sniff and stuff. But I don't let her. I'll tell her, hey, get away. Come on, stop it. So we finally get within, I'd say, about 50 yards of our little gong. And bang, there comes Brown running toward us. Just lickety split, man, and I'm holding Bumble up like over my shoulder, and Brown's there leaping at me, and you know I've got Bondi on one leash, and I'm walking back like that, and then there comes Chow, and Brown and Chow are both there. Well, I can't return the bag. I told the woman I'd return the bag. Sure can't do that. I'm just going toward trying to get to our gate. I get to our gate. Well, I've locked it, and then I have to get the key. I hide the key. But meanwhile, my pants, my shorts at that point fell down to my ankles. And so I've forgotten to get the key before. But it's right there. But you know, I've got to walk, I don't know, 5 feet. But now I have these shorts down around my ankles. And there's not a lot of people go up and down our street, but there's some. And I'm thinking, oh, gee, I really would prefer one of my neighbors not see me with my swim trunks around my ankles trying to get. So I get the key, and I'm trying to. Meanwhile, Brown is literally smashing into me. It's hard for me to get the key in. I finally get it in. And Brown normally will not come in because I like Brown to come in and play with Bondi. But they always say hello, but, you know, they had their playtime, and they're just sort of, well, how's it going? You know, they sniff each other and move on. But, man, they were just wild and crazy over Bumble. But then they start, it made both of them, for some reason, transfer that to Bondi because they couldn't get to Bumble. So they're down there, and Bondi's snarling and snapping at them. But in a playful way. I mean, you know, I don't know if you've seen dogs that are really close fight, where play fight, where it really looks like they're fighting, but they're playing. So anyway, I mean, Bondi's loving the attention like that. I mean, so finally I get the door open, and Brown normally will not come in. Bang, Brown runs in after Bondi. Oh, God. And then Chow's leaping up on me. And there's a little fence right in there. I have to do something with Bumble, and I still, my shorts are still around my ankles. So I, we have a little corporation yard there. It's a bamboo fence. It's about, I don't know, about 8 feet long, 7 feet long. And there's a water tank in there and tools and this and that. So I put Bumble over, you know, down there and drop her down on the other side so I can deal with these dogs in here. Because I got to get rid of these horny males before I get Bumble out of there. So I leave the gate open and I pull my shorts up and tie them really good. And Bonnie haven't even been taking her leash off, but I walk with her with the leash without holding it a lot. They are running around. They're rolling over each other. They're up on the ballet, our little stage. And so I want to go get Brown out first. And I know Brown very well, so I'm not worried about picking Brown up, even when he's wild and crazy, although I wondered if it might be a bad idea. But I can't get to him. They're doing that. And then all of a sudden, bang, there's Bumble. Bumble got under the gate, which was a good 4 inches or something. And then, so the child's over there. No, child's over there trying to hump Bumble. And then Brown sees that Bumble's back, bang, puts the chow out of the way and starts to hump. I think, oh my God, you know, I've got to stop insemination. You know, I grab Brown and pull him up, walk to the front, and throw him out the front and close it real quick. And I run back, and Chow is now humping Bumble on the other side of the courtyard. I run over and get him. I don't think anything happened. And get Chow, and Chow's easier to deal with. And I run back and put Chow out. Ah, and the ordeal is over. I can then breathe. I take my mask off. I take Bondi's leash off. I take Bumble's leash off. And meanwhile, Brown and Chow are out whining and scratching at the gate. Yes, that was a nice walk today. And I get in the house. I have another key. I get back in the house, open things up. Go make some tea and sit down to recover from the walk we had. So, this has been another episode of Life in Bali. I'm DC Poobah of Kuuk Audio and Kuuk Archives. Coming to you from sleepy Sonora with Doggy Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.